it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, ain't going to happen. As a matter of fact, Joe ain't going to happen today. He has the day off. Rightfully so, and we're going to have a fun show in spite of the fact that he's not here, but we got plenty to talk about. And of course, here in the Spano and Black Attack, we always start with various ways and devices. You can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the network as well. And as Christmas is rapidly approaching, well, you know what the drill is. You got to make that list. You got to check it twice. Got to get it into the hands of mom and dad and or your significant other and or the children if they happen to have jobs in this economy, which is not the easiest thing to do. And make sure that, you know, if you need a new watch, you need a new tablet, you need something new device to play around with and get you some Spano and Black, well, it's got to be on the Christmas list, man. So make sure you check it out. And whether it's a tablet, whether it's a new iPhone, whatever the circumstances are, all the devices keep getting better and better. And the platforms that deliver the Spano and Black Attack and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network keep getting better and better as well. There's listen live options. There's archive options. You can, of course, go to our website and check that out as well. There's a listen live button there, the award-winning website, AVN, of course. And look, you have a chance to grab anything you want pretty much at any time you want. And with that being said, if you go to our homepage, you can see all the different interviews that are done not only on this show, but all the various shows around the network. Let me tell you something. Classic, legendary athletes, legendary entertainers, authors, the whole nine yards. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. The guys and girls that serve, we love you. We love being a part of it. We'll pick it up on the other side, set the table for you here on the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country, and I play whatever I want to.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And at Joe Spano 56, if you want to bug Joe, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. You know, right out of the box, we'll set the table for you as far as 2016 college football playoff is now set. And we'll progress from that into the National Football League and take up a pretty good chunk of hour one with that and most of hour two. And then we'll get into a little bit of the highlight stories in the National Football League at 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time with Howard Balzer, one of the great writers and talk show hosts ever. And we'll have a lot of fun with that as well. But, you know, of course, the story. The college football playoff is set. They announced it yesterday at around noonish. If you were watching on your television or wandering around doing some shopping, I'm sure you got some alerts from your various different devices that we like talking about. And if you want to chime in on that, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. But it's set. It's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Washington in that order. That's how they are ranked. Alabama 13-0 after dismantling Florida in the SEC championship game. Clemson doing the same in their championship game at 12-1. Ohio State not playing a championship game and getting in anyway with an 11-1 record. Their only loss being to Penn State, who was left out. And Washington at 12-1, getting in as the fourth ranked team. And we'll have some discussion on this, but we'll get into it in more detail tomorrow. I'm efforting Jack Ham from Penn State. Hopefully he'll be able to free up a little bit of time, and we'll put together another guest or two as far as that goes and get into it in a little more detail. But what it comes down to for me is this, and these are my takeaways. All of these teams that are in are deserving. I don't think you can truly have an issue with any of them. Alabama certainly is the no-brainer. Clemson with one loss in Ohio, and you know Clemson won their everything, and they deserve to be in at 12-1. Ohio State, if you're going to quibble on anybody, that's probably where it is because they didn't win their conference. They were not involved in their conference championship game. And they got in as the 3 seed, which I think they should be the 4 seed. And Washington at 12-1. And the critique, of course, against Washington was their out-of-conference schedule. But, hey, you know, one thing that people forget, for the most part, and there are exceptions, but for the most part, these schedules are made a couple of years in advance. There's really not too much control at that point. And you have to play who's in front of you. And they beat everybody but one team. So, you know, from that aspect of it, I think it's hard to quibble about them being in. But if you're Penn State and if you're Michigan, to a lesser degree Oklahoma because you didn't take care of your business early. You've got an argument. And, you know, look, committee made its decision. I don't have any trouble with it, but it goes back to something Joe and I have talked about for a long, long time. And that is, this needs to be an 8-team playoff. And literally from the day they decided to turn college football into a playoff system, a true playoff system, not the old BCS championship game. We said it then. We'll continue to say it until it's changed. Good teams are going to be left out. And that's exactly what happened here. Penn State playing some of the best football, if not the best football in the country. They win their conference championship. They win their division. They win their conference championship. And they're left out. They jump to number 5. They're first out. First bridesmaid. And they jumped in front of Michigan, which I'm sure is not thrilled about that because Michigan beat the hell out of them. But it was earlier in the season. I don't know if the result would be the same now. But Penn State's playing arguably the best football in the country right now, except for Alabama. Nobody's playing as good as Alabama. And, you know, this is how it is. I mean, this is the third year of the system. The committee gives out mixed messages. They talk about winning your conference championship. They talk about winning your conference. Then they talk about making sure you have a conference championship game. Then they talk about strength of schedule. And their opinion is that this needs to be a tournament of the 4 best teams, not necessarily the 4 best conference champions. Which in a way, theoretically, is probably the right way to go, because in certain years, maybe that conference isn't the best or shouldn't be represented. I mean, quite honestly, is there anybody in the SEC that would have an argument, even though the SEC was good but not great this year? Just say, for example, Alabama had lost to Florida. Would Florida legitimately have an argument to be in that Final Four? No, of course not. They're not one of the 4 best teams in the country. Alabama still would have been there. You know, and same really with the Pac-12. You know, USC is probably the 2nd best team in that conference right now, but they have 3 losses. They're not getting in. So it's a mixed message that gets sent by the committee. And they're going to have to stretch it to 8. They have to. It makes no difference. These bowl games are being played anyway. So incorporate 4 more teams into 4 more bowls. It makes those bowl games more relevant. You want to give your top 2 a bye? Maybe that's where it can come into play, so you're not putting teams like Alabama at risk after playing a brilliant regular season. There's all kinds of ways to structure things. You can make it happen. And it needs to be. It needs to happen. It just does. You know, there's no grave injustice here, although Penn State would disagree. But, you know, again, it's a 2-loss team. And when they lost, they lost ugly. But they did beat Ohio State, and Ohio State's in. So you get the point, you get their argument. James Franklin, I watch him being interviewed all over the place. He handled it in the classy manner of which you would become accustomed to with James Franklin, because he's a classy guy. But I wouldn't want to be the guy in the locker room telling those kids they didn't make it. And now he's got to motivate his team to get up for a game that, you know, probably they don't want to play. So, you know, it's difficult. It's a difficult situation. And I listened to, you know, a couple of the committee guys get out there, committee chairman got out there and talked about it. And again, mixed messages. He talked about strength of schedule. He talked about bad losses. He talked about good wins. You know, it's it's a difficult scenario. I don't envy these guys. I get it. It's tough. But the way it's structured right now, it's in this kind of situation where you saw teams coming on at the end of the year with multiple losses. You set yourself up for not having the best teams represented. Now, look, any of these four teams, they're going to acquit themselves really well. Nobody doesn't belong. But certainly two other teams at least do belong in the conversation. And it should be an 18 playoff. And if it was that way, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Be talking about the two we left out, that 9 and 10. Wouldn't have mattered. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, we've got on the back end of the show, we got a thrilling Monday night matchup to preview, Indianapolis and the New York Jets. You know, we're talking a little bit of college football today, and like I said, we'll save most of it for tomorrow, but just getting a few opinions out there and a couple of reactions to what went on. And, you know, again, Kirby Hokut, he got out there and you know, he was justifying Ohio State and not Penn State and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, these commissioners from these conferences, they have to defend their conference. Big 12, they didn't get anybody in. Now, look, anybody who was watching football and paying any attention to what was going on in the college game recognized the fact that the Big Ten was the conference this year. Just the depth of the conference was just outstanding. And even some of the bad teams were still decent. And, you know, this was with an off Michigan State team, you know, and a Purdue team in turmoil. You know, but when you look at it and you saw Ohio State and you saw Michigan and you saw Penn State and you saw Wisconsin and you saw Nebraska and you saw Iowa, that was a murderer's row of a conference. And the committee, in deciding that Ohio State fit in, had to not only decide on Ohio State doing it, but, you know, Michigan basically being robbed of a victory against Ohio State, Penn State beating Ohio State, and neither team getting into it. But, you know, you get a commissioner like Bob Bowlsby out of the Big 12, and, you know, look, he handled it with tact. But he said, "I acknowledge the difficulty of the task, but I'm not sure what I advise my members right now, because we've been telling them that non-conference schedules matter. And one of the four had an exceedingly weak non-conference schedule." Now, of course, everybody knows they're referring to Washington. Rutgers, Idaho, and Portland State. That's who they played. But as I said, these schedules have been determined ahead of time, for the most part. You know, you insert a game every once in a while. But if you remember the criticism last year, when people were wondering whether or not their conference champion would get in, and don't forget, TCU dropped from number 3 to number 6, and the Big 12 went through the internal debates. They've been talking about expansion, which, by the way, they decided not to do. And with that being said, I think that's a mistake. They need to get two more teams into the fold and set up a conference championship. This way you don't have to worry about it. The championship game will be played, and it's another check in the box that the committee doesn't have to worry. Yeah, okay, they played a conference championship game, check. Done. You don't give them something else to debate. Now, last year, Bowlsby made the argument that, given our round-robin, nine-game scheduling model, it's expected the Big 12 champion would be uniquely positioned for college football playoff consideration. Well, not so much. But he legitimately says he's looking for clarity, which he gets. And he also acknowledged the fact that there was not anyone particularly this year in their conference where you could say, wow, we got hosed. Oklahoma obviously being the closest, as they took care of their business against Oklahoma State. But two losses, and of course the really bad one to Alabama. I mean to Ohio State, excuse me. So, you know, you had to deal with that. And that's the, you know, He recognizes it for this year. But going forward, it's a legitimate discussion. Do I tell my teams to schedule cupcakes because we have a really good conference? Well, your conference isn't that good, frankly. But, you know, you got to start solving some of these problems. And quite frankly, if I'm a university president, I'm looking at him and I'm having more questions than answers at this point, because they refuse to address some of the issues that are necessary. Of all the conferences in the country, they play the most wide open, crazy eight, nonsense, wide open football. It's all run and gun. It's 100,000 points. You know, first to 70 wins. And it doesn't make for, at least in my opinion, a legitimate matchup when you start talking about these teams that play on both sides of the ball. Is it entertaining for the fans? Yeah, everybody likes to see scoring. But it's kind of turned into an arena league conference. And I think that's penalizing them. They're not going to say that, the committee, but I think that's penalizing them in a way, because they know that these defenses, for the most part, can't stop anybody because of the kind of football that they play. The emphasis is all the great athletes are on the offensive side. You know, go to the Chevy, make a hook towards the fire hydrant, and I'll hit you with the pass. It's a New York reference. But, you know, it can't, if you're in that conference, it can't continue. Now, look, I get the aspect of the fact that this year in particular, your team, it just wasn't a good conference. Baylor, you know what their issues were. Texas has a new football coach. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State were the best, but they were both flawed teams. TCU on a down year. You know the drill. But honestly, even if Oklahoma was one win, one loss, I should say, they still would have had a problem because of the conference and because of the fact that there's no championship game. And that's where I think he's being a little disingenuous, is they have to get that solved. You know, he can talk about this round-robin nonsense till he's blue in the face. One thing they do consider is whether or not you win your conference championship game. You got to check that box. It matters. So truthfully, and just playing supposition here, had Oklahoma been a one-loss team, they probably would have been left out anyway. Now, would they have been in the discussion? Yeah. Yeah, they would have. Would they have bumped Washington? Yeah, I don't know. Because if you looked at the strength of the conference overall, I don't know that you could have justified Washington being out, which of course takes us to Washington. You know, look, you looked at those cupcakes that they played out of conference. Yeah, it they weren't good. And it's a legitimate discussion. But to be honest about it, when you look at their conference itself, you know, it there's no really legitimate argument to keep them out. They beat everybody that was in front of them. And, you know, look, it's you played Utah, you beat them. You played Oregon, where when people considered Oregon good, you annihilated them. You played Stanford, you annihilated them. You know, it's when you look at it, you can only play who's in front of you. And every single team that they played, and they lost to USC when USC was coming on, lost 26-13, and that was a bad loss at a bad time. But they bounced back. They beat their in-state rival in Washington State. They and I got this one right on the head. Game for a half, and then they pulled away 41-10 against Colorado in a game that just they showed their dominance. Well, guess what? They deserve to be there. And now they're going to face Alabama. I think they have a legitimate chance against Alabama. I truly do. Because I love what they can do offensively. And their defense is a pretty good defense. We'll see. You know, Alabama, I think, is rating an 11-point favorite, but you know, we'll see how it plays out. But with that being said, again, take it back to square. You cannot legitimately keep Washington out of the mix. And you know, Bowlesby, he didn't say him by name, but that was what he was inferring. Was that because of their weak conference schedule? They should have been out and another team should have been in, see Penn State. And if you're Penn State, that's exactly what you're thinking today. But committee made their choice. You know, there is a solution to the problem. Go to eight. If you go to eight, you know, we're talking about two teams that get left out on the fringe, and to me it becomes as relevant as the last two teams out in the field of 64 when it was a field of 64 during March Madness. So, you know, again, that's going to be it for today for the college discussion. We'll pick it up. I'm going to grab some people for tomorrow and get a little more in-depth with it. We'll switch to the NFL right after this short timeout. You're listening to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Dr. Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well? There goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, that seems fair. Grab the violin, join in with the music. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. We're going to roll over to the National Football League here. And get into that a little bit. And, you know, look, it National Football League, we're going down the home stretch here. It's all about staying healthy and you know, you saw Earl Thomas get hurt yesterday. He's talking about retiring now, and it's an incredibly violent game. Incredibly violent game. And he's kind of that leader back there. You know, they can talk about Cam Chancellor and everything, but Earl Thomas is really the guy that glues that whole thing together. And with that being said, that's a big loss for them, but they won the football game, but defensively that's a big loss for them. But Seattle's kicking it into gear at this time of the year, as they usually do. We'll get to their game in a little bit at that, as that was the game that closed everything out. But, you know, look, if you're looking at your team, your particular team right now, you're looking how they're playing going down the stretch. Some teams are playing better than others. Hope springs eternal for a number of teams that are trying to cling and hang on for dear life. And some are trying to make a statement. Statement game yesterday, one that was played, and it ended up getting decided by a safety, was the Chiefs and the Falcons. And Chiefs go on the road, take care of their business, 29-28 down in Atlanta. Eric Berry is just all the way back post-cancer. Two picks, including one for a touchdown. And he had the other pick for a two-point conversion. I'm sorry, it wasn't a safety. Falcons were down 27-16, went ahead 28-27 on a 5-yard touchdown pass from Matty Ice to Aldrick Robinson with 4:32 remaining. Decided to go for two, and Eric Berry steps in front, runs at 99 yards. You get 2 points on that, not a touchdown, but they win the game 29-28. You know, it's... I don't know, man. You're chasing points. And Coach Quinn going to get criticized for it. Rightfully so. I understand the fact that there was time left. But you can't, in my opinion, chase that right there. You know, when you chase points, you start losing football games. And that's what happened yesterday. You know, don't forget, he chased two on the previous touchdown, and there were 12 minutes left in the game. Just kick the extra point. And he was chasing two again because he missed again. Look, it Matt Bryant kicks. He's been in the league since Vince Lombardi. The guy makes conversions. Just do it. You know, because had they kicked the point then and then kicked the point on the touchdown where Eric Berry went the other way, they'd been up by three. And it's a one-score game. You know, I get it. You don't. He put himself in that position by chasing 2 points to start out with. And by doing that, he ended up costing his team the game, Dan Quinn. We talk about this all the time. Don't chase the points. Don't chase the 2 points. Because you can't know with 12 minutes left to play how it's going to turn out. Just take the sure thing. Now, look, it granted, with the extra points being as far as they are now, it's not a quote-unquote sure thing. But Matt Bryant's a sure thing, particularly indoors, as you're going to find in the history of the league. Let him kick the extra point. And if you're not in that position, you kick the extra point, boom, you're up three. Seattle's got to go to the length of the field. I mean, Kansas City's got to go to the length of the field. And they're not a high-powered offense. You know, you can't do that. Just can't do it. But Chiefs go to 9-3, 5-2 away from home. Atlanta still masters of their own destiny, but 5-5, 3-3. Tampa Bay breathing heavy. Atlanta has the tiebreaker, but Tampa Bay is right there. Hope springs eternal with my family down in Tampa. They were popping corks yesterday. As my cousin John said, crab legs. Crab legs and lobster for Jameis. And we'll get to their game in just a couple of minutes. But honestly, you know, Atlanta had a victory. And if they end up on the outside looking in, which is a possibility, they're going to look specifically at this game and at Dan Quinn's coaching decisions and wonder what could have been. That being said, a very competitive, spirited football game. Very even. Kansas City never overmatched on the road. Ryan didn't have a great game, but he was okay. Just okay. Atlanta rushing attack, they run the football. They're committed to balance, which is smart. It's how they're winning. Alex Smith, man, you know, look, Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame. Alex Smith isn't. It's literally what it comes down to. And when Aaron Rodgers goes, Alex Smith's career numbers are going to be put up against him because he was the number one overall pick that year. But Alex Smith is no slouch as a quarterback. He's very efficient. He's a high percentage guy. And in the right system, which it is the right system with Andy Reid, he'll win you some football games. They stayed committed to the run yesterday. 123 on the ground, although one of it came in one big 55-yard chunk. But Smith manages games really well. He moves the ball all over the field. Doesn't have a great receiving core, but it's a very good one. And they usually do just enough. And the defense, like I said, Eric Berry all the way back. And that in itself is a magnificent story. But they're hanging right in there with Oakland and Denver. Probably the best division in football, them in the NFC East. And it's, you know, they got something good going on in Kansas City. Like I said, if Atlanta ends up being on the outside looking in, they're going to look at that game. Should have won it. And they screwed up. Now, a team on the come, and they're in control of their division right now, is the Detroit Lions. 28-13 over the New Orleans Saints. The headline is Matthew Stafford throws for 341 yards, outduels Drew Brees. And yeah, that's all relevant. But honestly, the story of this football game is the Detroit Lion defense and the job that they're doing. They turned over the New Orleans offense. Drew Brees did not complete a touchdown pass at home. Should have to Kobe Fleener, but he didn't. He was intercepted three times. Their defensive backfield made it happen for Detroit. And Matthew Stafford exploited it. You know, score was even a little deceiving. They were very comfortably ahead in the fourth quarter. But their defense, and as I talked about, losing Ndamukong Suh, losing Fairley, losing a lot of depth on that defense. It took them a year to recover. But they're sitting now with a two-game lead over Minnesota. I truly believe Minnesota's going to start to slide back. Green Bay's playing better, but I don't know that they can catch them. And when you look at the rest of the season for Detroit, they've got the Bears, the Giants, Cowboys, and the Packers. 3-1. 3-1 gets them to 11. They'll win a division if that gets to be the case. And, you know, look, whatever you want to say about Detroit and, you know, what they've done, what they haven't done, the whole nine yards, Matthew Stafford and Golden Tate are in sync. And he loves throwing to him, and Golden Tate's finding a way to get open and make plays. And he's got 65 catches for 762 yards. No, it's not stats that are just astronomical. It's not Odell Beckham Jr. It's not Dez Bryant. But he's making plays when it matters. Big plays. You know, Detroit's getting it done. They're getting it done on both sides of the ball. And honestly, with the way they're going right now, if they get to 11 wins, Jim Caldwell has to be a serious NFL coach of the year candidate. And I mean, look, you know, who would have thunk that out of Detroit at the beginning of the year? You know, this is legitimate stuff, and they're a legitimate team. Are they a Super Bowl team? Well, I don't know, but they're certainly pointed in the right direction. And, you know, hope springs eternal in Detroit right now, and rightfully so. Playing some damn good football. Damn good football. And, you know, again, for New Orleans, work in progress. The aforementioned Nick Fairley giving a nice little love tap to Matthew Stafford at some point in time. They growled at each other for a couple minutes. But, you know, when you look at that division, and you look at Detroit and what they're able to do at this point in time, second best defense in the division behind Minnesota, second best offense, but first in the division. Balance, balance, balance. Right now, they can make as good an argument as anybody except Dallas that they can rep the NFC going to the Super Bowl. We'll see how it plays out. We still got some season to play. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. New England 26. Rams 10. Rams responding accordingly when they found out that Les Snead and Jeff Fisher were going to get contract extensions. It's not a done deal yet, but hey, look, this is a 4-6 team. Fisher is yet to have a winning record. I don't understand how he keeps his job, but he's going to be the guy steering Jared Goff into the future. Goff in his third start, having 2 interceptions. Tom Brady getting his 201st victory, now standing alone, passing Peyton Manning, which you knew it was going to happen. But in the environment that is the New England Patriots, it's all about winning. And it just looking at the two franchises, you look to the model that is the New England Patriots and the way they go about doing their business, and you look at the Los Angeles Rams and the way they go about doing business, whether it was there or in St. Louis. And you cannot have two completely different models on how to succeed in the National Football League. One does, the other one doesn't. I can't understand how and why the Rams are staying with the combination that brings them nothing but futility. But with that being said, congratulations to Tom Brady. Congratulations to the Patriots. Gronk's out for the season. It's going to be a major hurdle to overcome. But they get the job done yet again, as Bill Belichick just puts them out there and they march to his tune. That's it for this hour of the Attack. Stay tuned for the news. We will be back with more fun and frivolity right on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I really hope that this means something huge for us and that this pipeline is stopped.
That's an opponent of a North Dakota oil pipeline that the Army Corps of Engineers has now agreed to reroute so that it doesn't run under a lake that the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe says is critical to their water resources and is also a sacred Native American site. But that opponent, Stevie Seymour, says she's also not so sure this is necessarily a victory yet.
Trump has some investment into this pipeline, and he's our next president, so my faith is a little low.
President-elect Donald Trump has confirmed it in a tweet. He's tapping Dr. Ben Carson to be his Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. The death toll remains at 33 this morning after that huge fire at an Oakland, California warehouse over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Donald Trump was on the Twitter again over the weekend, as we hear from USA's Joe Gomez.
President-elect Donald Trump is slamming China on Twitter for taxing U.S. products and manipulating their own currency. Trump tweeted, quote, "Did China ask us if it was okay to devalue their currency, making it hard for our companies to compete?" He also questioned China's military buildup in the South China Sea.
Trump also again lashed out at Saturday Night Live's portrayal of him this weekend. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign won't say whether the president-elect is going to be keeping control of that personal Twitter account once he's sworn into office. Here's his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway.
That's going to be up to him, the Secret Service, and others who have to help decide those issues.
Conway speaks on CNN. A Southwest Airlines flight from Philadelphia to Orlando diverted to Charleston, South Carolina yesterday when a passenger goes into labor and medical personnel on the flight helped deliver the baby successfully. This is USA Radio News.
This is a huge epidemic that may be sweeping the nation. Many Americans don't know they may be affected by it. This fungus is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or have trouble sleeping? All of these are symptoms of the fungus that might be inside you right now. This is an urgent warning that is not being reported by most mainstream media. Go to gutkiller4.com now to watch the shocking presentation. That's GutKiller4.com.
GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's not focused on President-elect Donald Trump's claims that millions voted illegally in last month's general election. In an interview that aired last night on CBS's 60 Minutes, the Wisconsin congressman says he doesn't care what Trump tweets about voter fraud as long as the country's big problems get fixed under a Trump administration. Trump tweeted last week that he would have won the popular vote if the illegal votes were deducted. Ryan says he doesn't know if the claim is true or not. Some sports news, as in college football, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Washington are in the college football playoff. Number one, Alabama, to play number four, Washington, in the Peach Bowl. Number two, Clemson, will face number three, Ohio State, in the Fiesta Bowl, and the winners will meet in the national title game. With another sports story, here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
And Tiger Woods has officially finished with his first full tournament since August of 2015. Woods shot a 76 in Sunday's final round at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas and finished 15th overall.
And colorful Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert is continuing a feud with the architect of the Capitol's office over his famous barbecue ribs. The U.S. Capitol's maintenance division saying cooking ribs on the balcony of his office is not allowed because it's a fire hazard, but reports are Gohmert took to the House floor Friday to criticize the office for telling him that he can't smoke his meats and share them with his colleagues. The argument dates back 7 years now. Now, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, you know what they do? They take us for the ride each and every day, and the affiliates all around the country, well, they get to chime in as well every now and then. Mostly then, not so much now, because now it's all about radio on the go, the various different devices and ways that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's start with our award-winning website, AVN that it is. You can go there, click on the Listen Live button. There we are. We got pictures. We got drawings. We got everything, stick figures, the whole nine yards. You can color within the lines, or you can scribble outside of the lines like Joe and I do, and enjoy yourself on the website. Seriously, all the interviews, all the content. If you missed this show, want to listen to it, you can pick it up later in the day. Wrestling Observer Live, Tittle Show, The Hefe, you name it, it's there for you. Jerry, Sports Overnight America, guess what? It's all there for you. You can grab it. You can reach it. It's all about the device. And really, that's what it comes down to. You know, look, if you're actually, you know, on the go, which most people are, and you're in your car, you're heading to work, you can grab us there. If you're already at your desk and you start your day early, which a lot of people do, you're even in there before the boss, well, click on it. You know, click on the Listen Live. Or maybe you plugged in. Your boss doesn't want it on the computer. Got some headphones going on. Go to iHeart. Go to TuneIn. Go to Stitcher. Pick us up. Any of those platforms. You can flat ass do it. And literally, that's what it's all about. For us, what's most important is American Forces Radio Network. Guys and gals that are serving us overseas and even at home. We know it's a lonely time, particularly at the holidays. We're happy and proud to be a part of the experience and hopefully give you a little warmth and comfort when you need it the most. We're going to step out on the other side. We'll set the table for hour two.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And if you're chiming in on your own, you can go to Twitter, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Finished up hour one, talking about New England and their victory over Los Angeles, and a tale of two cities and a tale of two franchises. And as we set the table, I guess wrapping that up is as good a place as any to start. You know, again, if you're looking at a model franchise in the National Football League, there's a few of them. But New England is certainly the gold standard. I think it would be fair to say Pittsburgh is certainly one of those teams. Now Seattle, with Pete Carroll and the structure that they have there, they just win every single year. Giants, to a certain point, are that way, at least as far as the stability perspective. They don't win as much as the other two franchises, but they also have two Super Bowls, in there, well, three Super Bowls in the bank, but two in recent vintage. And, you know, then you look at the Rams. And the reason why they left L.A. to start out with was that nobody cared. They go to St. Louis with Giorgio Frontieri. They change ownership a couple of times. And now they're back in L.A. And if they're going to succeed in Los Angeles, they need to put a viable product on the field. Look, you don't have to win a Super Bowl every year. But if you want enthusiasm in that town, You absolutely must be a contender on a consistent basis. You know, again, hoisting Lombardi trophies is great. Not everybody gets to do it. And now they're continuing to keep the keys and the steering wheel in the hands of two guys that I don't think should be doing it. And I get the continuity aspect of it. You know, when it comes to that, I'm the lead preacher, man. I'm Billy Graham. But, you know, every once in a while you look at it and you say to yourself, what the hell's going on here? And particularly from the offensive perspective. Now, look, nobody knows whether or not Jared Goff is going to be a boom or a bust or somewhere in between. Maybe he ends up being Alex Smith. And if he ends up being Alex Smith, you're going to be real happy. But as the number one overall pick, the expectations are high to put that franchise on his shoulders and move forward and win a Lombardi trophy and perhaps more. And putting it in the hands of Jeff Fisher and Les Snead, when you look across the field on yesterday's matchup and you see Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, a quarterback that came into the league with no expectations, and a head football coach who had failed at his previous stop and walked out the door on his second stop. I resign as HC of the NYJ. Eloquent. And they turned into New England. So, you know, if I'm an LA Ram fan, I'm looking at yesterday's game as a microcosm of everything that's right and everything that's wrong with a franchise in the National Football League. You know, the game itself, secondary. New England took care of business, and the Rams, they stink. You know, but should they get to six wins this year, everybody's going to say what a monumental season it was. And it's not. Jeff Fisher continues to tread water. That's all he does. You know, again, I had a bad experience with him personally, but this isn't personal. I set that stuff aside. But I do look at it from the perspective of whether or not your coach is a legitimate winner. And he's not, at least not at this point. So, I don't get it. I actually don't get it. I really don't. Broncos 20-10 over the Jaguars. They take care of their business, go to 8-4, 4-2 away, just trying to keep pace, baby. That's all you do. Jacksonville 2-10, they win the offseason, they don't win anything in the regular season, and Gus Bradley's going to be looking for a job. Well, if you're looking for a defensive coordinator, he's not a bad way to go. Blake Bortles stinking to join up again. 19-42, 181 yards, 2 interceptions. Yuck. Paxton Lynch coming in for Denver. Getting a start, 12-24, 104. Did I actually say that? 104 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but they win the football game. Defense did the job. Literally what it comes down to. Boy, Bortles is bad. I don't know he can be, I don't know that they can fix him. I mean, they're going to try. They are going to try. Whoever the new football head football coach is, one thing I can guarantee you, and if I'm wrong on this, I'll eat crow on the air, and you know, you guys can abuse me to high heaven. But they're going to bring an offensive coach into that Jacksonville fold as the new head football coach. They have to. They don't have a choice. They got major money and major investment in Blake Bortles. They've got to turn this kid back around. And if they can't, this franchise is going to be bad forever. Theoretically, they should have a really good running attack, and yesterday they did. T.J. Yeldon and Shoelaces, and even Bortles put it down for a couple, but man, they can't. I mean, 19 receptions for 181 yards, they stunk. Two picks from Bortles, I mean, it yuck, including the pick six. Horrible. Jacksonville now becomes the fifth team in National Football League history to post double-digit losses in six consecutive seasons. Tampa Bay from 83 to 94, Detroit from 01 to 06, the Matt Millen glory years, Oakland 03 to 09, and Cleveland 08 to 13. Woof. Right now, Denver sitting in one of the wild card spots with Miami losing. Lynch makes the start. You can tell he just, you know, he ain't ready. They didn't ask him to do anything, but he ain't ready. Trevor Siemian's their option if they get into the playoffs, and he won't be good enough. But mistakes all over the field, undisciplined with Jacksonville. Allen Robinson drops everything that's thrown at him. You know, so I won't put that on Bortles. But Bortles pad stats in the fourth quarter. He didn't even get to do that like yesterday. I mean, you talk about a team that we couldn't have been more wrong about. Both Joe and myself. Joe a little more passionately than me. But, ugly. And, you know, for a small market team that looks forward to, hey, you know, we got a football team and we're trying to do good things. What a bleep show down there. You can't make up how bad that football team is. And speaking of bad, Texans dropped to 6-6 as they lose to the Packers 21-13. It was snowing in Lambeau. It's good stuff. It was fun to see snow on the ground, be quite honest about it. Makes your football Packers go back to 500. Texans drop to 6-6. We'll pick it up right there and discuss that game on the other side. Get into some more stuff before Howard Balzer at 40 after the hour. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Very true. Welcome back. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And we're talking some sports here, as well we should, because it's a sports show. But now, you know, we're talking about teams that are starting to slide and teams that are starting to make their move. Packers back to 500. They're going to go past Minnesota. They beat the Texans 21-13 in Lambeau in the snow, and it was fun to watch. You know, certainly was up for grabs going into the fourth quarter, two fourth-quarter touchdowns, putting it away for them. Houston played pretty decent. They really did. But they're watching it slide away. They're 1-5 away from home. Osweiler, he was okay yesterday, but they fall to 6-6. He played pretty well in the snow. He did. Made a couple of nice runs. Couple of nice passes. Footing was a problem. But they're now tied with Tennessee, who had their bye week. And they're half a game ahead of Indianapolis, who plays the Jets tonight. And, you know, look, it's Jets stink. So, you know, it's up for grabs in the South. And if you're Tennessee, you're thinking, why not us? The point differential just keeps getting further and further away from Houston, and that's got to just scare the hell out of you. 207 points for and 257 points against. That's bad. And, you know, look, it with what's remaining for them, it's all hands. You're talking three straight losses. They get the Colts in Indianapolis. They get the Jaguars, which should be a rollover, but you never know. The Bengals, who knows what the hell you're going to get out of them. And it all may come down to the last game against Tennessee, but they're in Tennessee playing that game, and they only have one road win. Not bueno. Not bueno for the Texans. And like I said, you know, yesterday in Lambeau, game was up for grabs. It wasn't like Green Bay played this outstanding football game. You know, they were good. They were solid. Footing was tough. Rodgers used to playing in it. But like I said, Osweiler had a pretty solid game yesterday. 22 of 35, 202 and two interceptions. He made some plays. Three rushes for 20 yards. They stayed committed. They had a 123 on the ground. They just couldn't make enough plays when it mattered. And the defense finally wore out on the back end of the game. And don't kid yourself. You know, it playing in the cold will wear you out every bit as much as playing in the warm weather. You know, your defense, you forget to get hydrated. You start to lose the feeling in the extremities. You know, all these things come into play, and now it sits. You're Green Bay, you're 6-6, hanging in there with Minnesota. Like I said, you're going to go past them. You're looking up at Detroit. Still got a chance to win the division, but right now you're focusing on wild card. That opportunity is there for you if you continue to perform. You know, and again, you come down to these last four games of the season. Where the rubber hits the road, baby. Oh, look which Bengal team showed up yesterday. 32-14 over the Eagles, who are fading into the sunset, and rightfully so. God, how does Marvin Lewis keep employed? Big Red had a nice game yesterday. 21-31, 23-31, 332, two touchdowns, zero picks. And Carson Wentz is looking like a rookie. He'll be better. He doesn't have any weapons, man. Or very few, anyway. But Cincinnati stepped it up yesterday. They threw a lot. They were throwing a lot of blitz packages at Wentz. And he was paying the price accordingly. It was a tough game for him. They just, you know, on the road. It's been a good year for the Eagles. I know it's weird to say at 5-7, but they're 1-6 away from home. They're learning how to win. And when you got to learn how to win, got to run before you walk before you can run. And that's what they're doing right now. Ravens starting to fire on all cylinders, man. I told you, if that offense wakes up, look out. And that's exactly what's happening. Flacco, 4 touchdowns. They even got Mallett in there. It was garbage time. Tannehill had a Tannehill game. 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. When they got to put it on his arm, he makes mistakes. This team can't play from behind. They dropped to 7-5. They had an opportunity to put themselves in pretty much lockdown for the wild card position. Didn't do that. Jay Ajayi was okay. Nothing great, but their defense spit the bit yesterday. Commitment to the run for Baltimore. Defense played well, and Flacco, 381 yards, baby. And if he's waking up, be careful. Be careful. It's a dangerous program. Words my old friend Joe Gervin. The Bears, 26-6 over the 49ers. Go to 3-9. Niners 1-11. They better hope Cleveland doesn't win a football game. Or they should hope that Cleveland wins a football game, I should say. Kaepernick stunk yesterday. Matt Barkley did enough. Chicago ran the ball well. Kaepernick was horrible. Gabbert was horrible. It 15 attempts? What the hell is Chip Kelly doing? Please go back to Oregon. I'm sure that's what San Francisco fans are thinking, too. I mean, I know there's not much talent on the team, but as he's in so far over his head as a National Football League coach, it's just astounding. Raiders 38-24 over the Bills. Good win for the Raiders. Bills are no easy out. They dropped to 6-6. Their road stretch has been tough, tough, tough. And they've still managed to win three out of seven on the road. This is a good game. 15 in the fourth decides it for Oakland. Derek Carr, efficient. 19 of 35, 260, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. You know what Buffalo's going to do. Shady McCoy, 130, 212 on the ground for Buffalo, but not enough. And in the fourth quarter, when they needed to score points, once Oakland took the lead, they couldn't do it. And that's ultimately the weakness. You know, Tyrod Taylor, he's solid, but again, he's not one of those quarterbacks, at least at this point in time, where you can put it on his arm and make it happen. And, you know, look, he's in his sixth year now. They're going to have a tough decision. Can they move forward with him and win? Or are they going to have to make another call involving a quarterback? Man, you talk about a fit where a guy like Mike Glennon would fit perfectly. Buffalo would be the place. But you know Rex, and you know how stubborn he is. He'll stay committed to it for as long as he can. Giants lose in an Eli stinker, 24-14. Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers dominated this football game. Score very deceiving. Giants, a couple of second-half touchdown passes from Eli, but he threw a horrible pick in the red zone, which could have made this a very interesting football game. And another bad pass as well, but the red zone pick in particular was just a horror show. They couldn't run the football. And the offensive line got dominated. 56 yards on the ground and a 178 in the air. That ain't going to get it done. Roethlisberger, just nice, consistent play. And their defense stepped up in a big way yesterday. They were pressuring Eli all game long. Pittsburgh on the come. Them in Baltimore, that's going to be an interesting track meet going down the stretch. Both of those teams playing damn good football right now. Baltimore getting their offense in gear, and Pittsburgh's got Roethlisberger back. Fun to watch. Truthfully, fun to watch. Cardinals 31-23 against the Redskins. Really hurts the Redskins. Chances of making it. They go to 6-5-1. Cardinals finally coming to life, but probably a little bit too late. And the Buccaneers, 28-21 over the Chargers. A win on the road. They're 5-1 away. It's amazing. They can't win in the new sombrero. But they do manage to win when they go away from home. I don't get it. But then again, it's Tampa Bay. Chargers have been game this season, but they just don't have enough talent. We're going to leave it right there. On the back end of the show, we'll get to Seattle's dismantling of Carolina. Howard Balzer next. We're going to pop on some of the highlights in the National Football League, some of the major stories. He's one of the best there is. I'm Bob Black. Well, it's debatable as if I'm one of the best. We'll pick it up there on the other side.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're waiting on Howard Balzer. and hopefully be talking to him in a couple of minutes. But we'll see how that plays out. And, you know, I can backtrack a little bit and focus in a little tighter on some of these games that I blew past. You know, look, I want to back it up to Arizona and Washington. It is a bad loss for Washington. Arizona taking care of their business. Again, 14 fourth quarter points as Washington's defense let them down. Cousins certainly did not have a great game, but he has been playing great for Washington, and he needed his defense to pick him up a little bit, and they didn't do it yesterday. Carson Palmer had a really good Carson Palmer game, 30-46 for 300 yards, three touchdowns. The Duke ran the football particularly well. They stayed committed to it, 24 for 88 yards. And, again, a bad loss for the Washington Redskins. Excuse me. Even with the Giant loss, which dropped them to 8-4, Washington 6-5-1 now. It's going to be a really long road for them to get in. And that tie over in London is really going to end up hurting them when it comes down to the end of the season. And now you got a little bit of separation between the top and the bottom in the NFC East. And, you know, look, this doesn't diminish anything that I've said about Kirk Cousins and what he's done to earn the massive paycheck that he's going to get. But even the best have a game where they're not at their best. And that was Kirk Cousins yesterday. He was just okay. And he needed to be picked up, and his teammates didn't do it. Look, going forward, this Washington team's going to be pretty darn good in what looks like it's going to be a good division for a while. But losses like yesterday, it just, those are the kind of losses. And I get it, you're on the road, you head west. Everything that you know, comes into play with travel, the whole nine yards, you know, it happens. It happens. But Arizona picked this particular week to play their best game of the year. And it was their best game of the year. They get the 5-6. They're keeping their chances on life support. You know, I mean, look, Washington's not out of it completely. But, you know, it just, bad timing. Really bad timing on the part of the Redskins. So, you know, it is what it is. Again, you're not done with this year, but you're kind of looking towards next year at this point in time. I want to see how this team responds to Jay Gruden going forward. And also whether or not Kirk can pick it back up again and start performing on that elite level yet again. You know, we'll see. I talked about Tampa Bay. And look, they did the job against the Chargers. Again, another team traveling west. But, you know, they're getting it done. I'm not changing my tune. I'm not sold on Jameis. Not yet. But they're now up to 7-5. And you can't argue with the record. So I'll give credit where it's due. And, okay, you know, you got to give Jameis a little bit of credit. But like I said, I'm not completely sold yet. They've been very inconsistent. He's been inconsistent. Somebody who is never inconsistent. It is Howard Balzer, who joins us now on E-Tech. Good morning, Howard. How you doing, pal?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are things at the Sports Exchange, among other places?
Always good. Always good. Can't complain, right?
Yep, can't. Nature of the business. I mean, you know, it's what we do, and Sports Exchange is one of the places where you get your work. Fill in my audience on some of the other places as well. We like keeping up with you because you're one of the best.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. All22.com is where I do, along with BalzerFootball.com is where I do you know, a bunch of writing. I have a story up there on All22.com now about the Chiefs' win yesterday and how they just managed to figure out a way to win games. So those are a couple places where people can read what I'm doing.
Well, let's start right there. I mean, that win yesterday was pretty damn impressive. I put a lot of it on Dan Quinn for chasing points, which I'm not a big fan of, going for two-point conversions when you should just be kicking extra points. But with that being said, they go on the road, they win a really good football game, and they're keeping pace in what is one hell of a division out west in the AFC.
You know, I'm not going to put this one on Quinn for this reason, because there's not a coach in the NFL that wouldn't have done the exact same thing at that point when there's still 4.5 minutes left in the game and you've just gone ahead by one and a kick puts you up by two and so a field goal beats you and there's a lot of time left. And we know the Chiefs have shown how good they can be at the end of games. They did it the week before, driving down the field to not only score a touchdown, but then the tying two-point conversion. So I think any coach would have done that. And you don't coach scared. I mean, you don't coach and say, well, I'm not going to go for two here because if we make a mistake, they might return for 2 points and beat us. So you put that one on two things. One, an ill-advised throw by Matt Ryan, and B, just a tremendous play by Eric Berry. So, but this is just a team that finds different ways to win. It's pretty phenomenal, especially when you look at yesterday's game. This team that had 13 penalties. They weren't very good on third down. But they didn't make mistakes as usual. Hang in the game, and then find a way to win. And Eric Berry is just an unbelievable story by itself. And that was pretty much the focus of what I wrote, because you know, here's a guy that came back and won NFL Comeback Player of the Year last year after a battle with cancer. And as it turned out, he is from the Atlanta area, and it was in Emory University Hospital where he got his cancer treatment during that time. And yep. So he goes home, his family's at the game, he gives a football to his mom after an earlier pick six. And it's almost like storybook, you know. It's almost like a script that you couldn't write. And so, like I said, it's pretty amazing. And now they set themselves up for Thursday night in Kansas City against the Raiders. And they're only one game behind Oakland. They beat Oakland earlier in the year, so a win really puts the Chiefs in the driver's seat in the division if they can win. If Oakland wins, obviously they've got a two-game lead with three to go, and they're looking pretty strong. So that should be one heck of a game and one heck of an atmosphere in Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday night.
Yeah, no question about it. But, you know, I want to back you up for just a second. I didn't have any issue with Quinn going for it after the touchdown at the 4:32 mark. Where I had the problem with it was at the 12-minute mark, where I feel you need to kick the point after, because you got an entire quarter of football to play. Don't chase the 2 points at that point in time. You'll have a 6-point lead. Point after touchdowns are no gimme in this league, so even if Kansas City scores another touchdown, it's not a gimme that they're going to make the extra point. That's where I had the issue with him chasing it, not at the 4:32 mark. There, I felt he had no choice. But I thought the decision-making process at the beginning of the fourth quarter was flawed. I'm just not a believer in chasing the two-point conversion, even with the additional distance in having to make a point after touchdown kick.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you on that. You know, we see Pittsburgh do it all the time, and it often gets them into trouble. You know, they had the game a few weeks ago where they missed four extra points or missed four two-point conversions. And so I can see what you're saying there, in that I think sometimes there are teams that do that where, like you said, at the time of the game, perhaps it doesn't make as much sense. But, you know, teams with good offenses just feel very confident that they can get it in. But it's still only as hard as the regular kick is now. As more difficult as it is than it once was, it's still a play that is made around the league at 94% accuracy. And
right.
A two-point conversion is 50%. So, yeah, those percentages to me don't compute.
No question about it. You talked about the Eric Berry story, and that's just, I mean, the guy is playing on such a high level. And, I mean, you know, inspirational is one thing, and, you know, I've been down that road myself. It's all well and good, but it's a very cold-blooded business in the National Football League. He has not only come back, but you can make the argument that he's the defensive MVP in the league this year.
No, you definitely can. Absolutely. You know, no question about it. And, you know, he had the interception return in a big game earlier before Carolina had really, they were still struggling. But, you know, Carolina was beating the Chiefs 17-6 in the fourth quarter when Carolina, if they put a little drive together, almost could have clinched the game. And Berry came up with an interception return for a touchdown there that brought him within one score, and they went on to win that game 20-17. And he's, you know, you hear his teammates talk about him in reverential tones. I mean, it's just amazing. And so, and even Tom Bahali said it after the game yesterday when someone asked him about the interception. He said, "Hey, there's not a guy I've ever seen in my years in the league that watches as much film as him." And so it's no surprise when he comes up with big plays, because he just has that instinct and that knack for, it's not only making the play, it's knowing to put yourself in the right position to
right.
make the play. And the whole Chiefs team, you know, does that. I mean, look at yesterday. They have a 55-yard up the middle run on a fake punt for a 55-yard touchdown. You know, this was their Berry's interception return was the team's sixth return touchdown this year. So it's really amazing. Like I said, this, you know, no one talks about Alex Smith and puts him into the conversation as some of the league's best quarterbacks, but he's a guy too that is a winner and just makes plays to win. This, by the way, was the Chiefs' 19th win in their last 22 regular season games. And if you want another one, it gave Andy Reid, he's now one win. He's in 12th place all time in victories. He's one win behind Tom Coughlin and two wins behind Bill Parcells.
Howard Balzer joining us here in the attack. Howard, we've got you for about three and a half minutes, something along those lines. I wasn't going to turn this into the Kansas City Hour, but I thought you raised a great point.
Fine.
Because earlier in the show, I had talked about the fact that when Aaron Rodgers goes to the Hall of Fame, which he will, they're going to put Alex Smith's stats up next to him, because Smith was the number one overall pick, and Rodgers fell. I was there at that draft, and it was painful to watch. But Alex Smith gets a bum rap as a quarterback. In the right system, he can lead you to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. He just has to be in the right fit. In Kansas City, it appears he's in the right fit.
You know, and not only that, but everyone always talks about him. Well, but, you know, he can't, you know, throw it down the field or anything like that. Well, you know, the teams he's been on, and like you said, the fit, they don't have to do that, and they're still able to win. But I'll still never forget a playoff game against New Orleans. Don't pin me down for what season it was, but he was still with San Francisco, and they got into a shootout with the Saints where it was back and forth, up and down the field for both teams, and Alex Smith was part of it and hitting plays down the field to the receivers because they needed to do that to beat a team like New Orleans that could score so much. So he has that ability, but you don't have to force it. When it's, and plus, if you don't have the receivers to do that, then, you know, that's a factor also. And right now, the Chiefs are still winning games without Jeremy Maclin. I mean, he's their best. He's their best receiver, and but he's been out now for a few games. When he's there, the offense is different because he can and they do get it down the field to Jeremy Maclin, and they're also winning. You know, they thought they were going to have Jamaal Charles back this year to be able to contribute. And they're basically doing it without him. So, you know, the whole next man up thing around the NFL is overused. But the Chiefs are a classic example. Hey, it's like a head coach says, I coach the guys I've got. And there's, you know, maybe with the exception of Bill Belichick, I don't know if there's a coach in the NFL that does that better than Andy Reid.
You know, and speaking of coaches, I've got you literally for a minute, so I want your opinion, and then, again, tell our audience where we can find you. I'm looking at Carolina, and I'm looking at the mess that they are. It looks like Cam doesn't respect the coach. The coach tries to make a statement, as Cam's making a fashion statement. Does Ron Rivera survive this? Will he be the first coach that takes his team to a Super Bowl and gets fired the following year?
I don't think he will, because I don't think Jerry Richardson will make a change like that after 1 year. And, you know, it's interesting what really goes on behind closed doors is tough to say. I do believe that while Rivera said, I have to treat Cam the same as I treat everyone, I have a sense that this isn't the first time that it happened. And that's why when you keep hearing the word miscommunication, you wonder, you know, about it. So you never know what an owner is going to do, but I don't think there will be a change there. I think they'll just, you know, button down and figure out, you know, what the moves they need to make. I mean, heck, if you fire him, you should fire Dave Gettleman for letting Josh Norman go and then trying to go into a season with a whole bunch of untested and inexperienced rookie defensive backs, because that's contributed as much as anything to the way the Panthers have played this year.
Howard, we appreciate the couple minutes. I'll give them all the spots as we head out the door, but we appreciate the time as always, and you know you're always welcome back. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Bob. Anytime. Take care.
All right. Howard Balzer here on the Attack. You can get him at the Sports Exchange, all22.com, and Balzer Football. It's all over the place. One of the best. Adios.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.